Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
If you're a fan of football, of course you'll know Travis Lule, retired BC Lions quarterback, played with the team for 10 seasons, 2009 through 2018, an integral piece of the puzzle in skills, leadership, resilience, named the CFL's most outstanding player in 2011, was named most valuable player at the 2011 Grey Cup. Prior to playing with BC, he was quarterback in the NFL with the Seahawks and the Saints. And despite multiple offers to go move from the Lions, Travis retired from pro football in 2019. And when he was a guest, we talked about binge watching The Office and Single Parents. He shared his first concert story, which is great. His first football memory, aliens visiting Earth. We talked about that. Talked about realizing your true potential. Legalized weed came up. So did superpowers. He shared a near-death story about backcountry dirt road driving story. Say that one five times fast. And Travis talked about his career highlights as well. Listen to this.
Yeah, this one's easy. The career highlights, hoisting the cup in 2011, man, that was, you know, it becomes more fun in hindsight, too, just to recognize how special that was. You know, I mean, a lot of people know the story. You may have been around for that or paying attention, right? But we started the year 0-5, and you know, halfway through the year, we moved back into BC Place, and we got to playing really good football, and we were just on fire the rest of the way. As we moved back into the building, it was just packed and rocking. Everybody wanted to see the new place. The Grey Cup was in Vancouver. You know, we win our final game, which means we get to host the Western Final. If we win the West Final, we're playing in what amounts to a home Grey Cup, and then we got it done, right, just in front of a rocking house. Such a cool venue that did the CFL justice, you know, at our pinnacle moment, and I got to be directly involved in all that. So that was obviously really special. His name, the MVP of the game. We hoisted the trophy overhead and the orange and white confetti. And yeah, it was a fairy tale ending to a tough start. And it's just, you know, it was a phenomenal life lesson for me in perseverance and overcoming the negativity and adversity at the beginning. And so, you know, it's something that, you know, other teams have used as an example for years. We've gotten countless stories from teams, right, you know, high school coaches and teams in other places that we started slowly, and we referenced the 2011 BC Lions, you know. And so to be a part of that kind of story and to be able to tell that story and,
yeah, it's pretty cool,
kind of make an impact years later was pretty dang cool, man.
Yeah.
Listen to this on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC approved repair shop. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter at Tedco RV Supplies.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.